Well, we've been spending most of the day walking around central Beijing. We were within a mile of Tiananmen Square, where the festivities were happening. Even though we were credentialed by the Chinese government to cover the event, most foreign media were not allowed at the actual site of the celebration. In fact, we were told by police officers today that our credentials didn't even allow us to interview anyone on the street or take any pictures while walking around the city. And I want to say it is worth noting that that lack of access to these huge celebrations went for most of the people in central Beijing. I mean, there were barricades, police everywhere keeping crowds at bay. And what we saw were people just sitting around in beach chairs all over the sidewalk as if they were waiting for festivities to pass on by. But they were all actually just watching the celebration huddled around these tiny screens on their iPhones, participating, but also in a way totally shut out at the same time.
All of those rules would imply some tension on the part of the government, some anxiety on the part of the government that nothing would disrupt this anniversary. Nevertheless, it was the anniversary that brought you to China. You've been able to move around a bit more freely on other days. And what are you trying to learn?
What I wanted to take a look at on this trip were what promises did the Chinese Communist Party make 70 years ago? And what promises have they made good on, basically? Because, you know, in a lot of ways, the CCP is a party of contradictions. It was once the party of revolution. It's now become the establishment here. Yeah. It's communist in name, but it is not the party of the proletariat. It's the party of state capitalism. And it's a party that promised to lift people out of poverty, which, you know, truth be told, it has done a spectacular job of. In fact, it's lifted hundreds of millions of people out of poverty. But at the same time, income inequalities have intensified over the last few decades. And part of our reporting here has been trying to understand how those inequalities have played out over different generations within different classes of people.
Who have you been able to talk with?
Well, we spent some time with migrant workers who had moved to Beijing 30 years ago from the countryside. And these are guys who work 7 days a week, 10 hours a day. And yet they still say their lives are hundreds, even thousands of times better than their parents' lives. Those are their exact words. And that gets to one of the party's central promises, which is, if you work hard and you trust us, we will make your life better. And we found that that message actually resonates with people from totally different backgrounds here. Like,